Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Amit Jha, who is the CEO of Lukova, and Lukova is a mobile commerce platform company. Amit, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Karen.
So we're here to talk a little bit about what you guys do, the problems you solve for merchants who are in pursuit of their mobile commerce ambitions, and what makes your approach unique. So I'm going to start with how you describe your company, which I think is a very unique way of describing capabilities in the mobile commerce space. And you describe it as being human-centered mobile commerce. What do you mean by that?
So largely the conversation for us we've seen in mobile payments has been around faster, simpler, easier, secure payment options. And in some cases, the experience between the customer and their mobile device, what folks are trying to enhance and make that a better experience. We've focused ourselves around the relationship first. We're drawn to the human element and behavior that occurs during that transaction with that loyal customer. We're more interested in what makes that loyal customer a loyal customer, and how do you retain that loyal customer, and how do you perhaps give that loyal customer a better experience. So our tools were developed to enhance that relationship and make that available for all brands to use. So by focusing the vision on the human element, our tools we find are much useful for brands to build a better experience and keeping technology hidden.
So let's get practical and tactical. Describe to me what you mean by that. What is the experience that a consumer that has a relationship with a Lukova-enabled merchant has?
Well, at the very core of what the merchant is capable to do is identify their customers when they arrive without that customer having to pull out any of their devices to identify themselves. And I think that, for us, is a very important piece of the behavior that we've learned. The customer is identifying with that brand, and they have a brand affinity towards that brand. It is important that the reciprocal occurs, where the staff and their brand is recognizing that customer as one that's important to them, one that's loyal to them. So at the very core, it's about identifying that customer. And our solution leverages Bluetooth to do this in a hidden fashion.
So when you say leverages Bluetooth, does that mean beacons?
In one sense, it does mean beacons. Beacons is communicate and push messages to their customers. So we're careful about using the word beacon. For us, it means leveraging the new platform of Bluetooth, which is Bluetooth Low Energy, in a way that we can have the new customer identify themselves to their merchant without having them to do anything on their phone or pull that phone out. And that, to us, opens up a realm of moving into providing a better transaction experience, providing a better engagement experience. And we believe that's more than just sending a push message to a phone. And that's more than just what beacons are known today for.
Gotcha. So if I am a consumer that is walking into an establishment that has taken advantage of your capability, do I have to have an app on my phone in order for this to actually take place? How does it specifically work?
Today, brands are engaging their customers in the digital channels. And so that includes mobile applications. Mobile applications for brands are now a way to bring their brand message and bring their loyal customers tools necessary to have a better experience in store. Our solution was developed to be inside of those mobile apps, their branded apps that go in that loyal customer's seat download because of the brand affinity they have. And as long as that application, that branded application, is running in the background of their customer's device, our solution does its magic.
Gotcha. Now, you describe your platform as being fully integrated, and I presume that that means you are connected to the POS in some way. Is that right?
Yes. And so the challenge we're seeing with our conversations with brands is that their existing infrastructure needs to be leveraged. It is very difficult to come in there as a standalone solution and find yourself being able to provide all the tools necessary for a brand with their existing infrastructure if you're not thinking integration first. We began and we started the conversation. We built our tools from ground zero with that in mind. All of our solutions have plugins that are developed to integrate with most majority of the existing infrastructure that currently takes place, both on the point of sale side, also in the payment processing side.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, do you have any use cases, case studies, or metrics that you can share that really speak to some of the return on the investment that Lukova's merchants have experienced when they've implemented your solution?
Sure. We've seen several interesting pieces of data emerge last year in our rollout with several clients. In the quick serve side, we've seen a double-fold increase in the basket size and 175% increase in the frequency of visits after a six-month use of the application. We surveyed these customers back and we learned some interesting things about these customers. First, they were foremost a loyal customer of that brand. They had memorable experiences that they could speak about the staff engagement, whether it was the product or whether it was a staff that they remembered, but it correlated back to an event that they recall where they were identified when they arrived. That simple experience of, "Hi Amit, how are you this morning," made an impact for them. We learned that what we thought might be transaction basket sizes increasing because of more products, but what we learned from that experience is they were bringing colleagues that were in their workplace to this location, and they were buying those coffee, in this case, for their colleagues, which was meant they were spending more, but it also meant that they were introducing their relationships to this brand. We thought that was very interesting, and it correlated down to something that we've always focused on, is the human-centric experience.
Well, I was going to ask you whether the experience on the part of the merchants was with customers they already had, or whether this was responsible for bringing in new customers. I think you touched on that a little bit, but do you have a sense of whether what merchants are getting is truly incremental? That's always one of the hardest things to, I think, prove in these sorts of situations, is whether you're really driving more incremental value to merchants or whether you're just providing a different way for a merchant to communicate with a customer they already have.
Yeah, and that's a difficult place to collect the data. But another way I would say to look at that question is, what happened if you didn't do this? If you weren't focused on the challenges of building a better relationship with your loyal customer base? For small businesses, for the mom and pops, it might be much more easier for them to remember and recognize their customers. But to scale this for large enterprise chains, that's much more difficult to do. And not addressing this part of the relationship, the data out there is clear. Your cost of your customer is much higher if you're trying to acquire a new customer than just trying to build a better relationship with your loyal customer. The loss of a loyal customer has a higher impact on their top line than it does if you weren't able to get new customers on board. So the risk of not doing it is much larger than the data of leaving it at status quo.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. Let's talk a little bit about the opt-in nature of this. I presume this is an opt-in, kind of an option for consumers that have this particular application. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our plans are more than just mobile payments, and so consumers have an option to use their mobile application as a payment method, but the branded application, it could have a lot more features, and in some of our brands, those include loyalty reward programs.
Gotcha. And how do you solve for the security and privacy of customer data? You talked at the outset of our discussion about a lot of the mobile payments schemes emphasize convenience, simplicity, and security. Obviously, those are important as well, particularly security these days. How do you address that?
Well, we look at security as two fundamental questions. The first question is the customer and the merchant close enough in proximity that a legal transaction is occurring? And with cash, it's fairly easy to do that. I'm handing that over to you. With credit card, there might be an extra step, but with mobile device technologies, you're left with the three technologies, the barcode, the QR code, the NFC, and or a cloud GPS-based function. We've used Bluetooth, and we focus on creating a Bluetooth transaction zone that creates the proximity needed to say that this customer is close enough with the merchant and the legal transactions occurring. The second part of that is the card holder named the person on the that is presenting their mobile device to the merchant. While others might be using different forms of technology, we focus on the selfie. We see it as the equivalent of a signature on the back of the card. And with the proximity of the Bluetooth, we see that as creating the necessary ingredients that a legal transaction is occurring. Between the two, these are the elements we look for before we process a transaction. And that's important for while we take the liability of that transaction, that's important for us to see. From an overall data perspective, we never, neither the phone nor the brand's database nor our database ever hold the cardholder data. The cardholder information is secured in the payment processor's vault. We take advantage of tokenization, secured tokens to complete transactions in store. And finally, the most important piece is to be compliant with all the industry standards. We've got a certification under the payment card industry standards to bring our brands much more assurance that the solution that they're using here has the highest form of security available to market.
Gotcha. Selfie, it sounds like this is the mobile commerce application of choice for the Kardashians. You don't have to comment on that, but they seem to be big fans of selfies. Let's wrap up. What does the merchant have to do to take advantage of this? Is it difficult to get set up and connected?
Today starts with the conversation. We're looking for brands that are forward-thinking and the vision of a human-centric relationship resonates with them. And from there, it's easy enough to start an evaluation period. We provide a 90-day evaluation period, and it's easy enough to get started with our template applications and our plugins into your existing infrastructure that is easily scalable should you wish to drive forward with a larger to market solution to a larger audience.
So is this a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months to get connected?
It starts with the first meeting. We're very quick at getting through to demonstration and working through the infrastructure you have in place. Within 4 to 6 weeks, you can have a live template payment application under your brand to try with your customers for a 90-day period. And from then, scaling it is within a 1 to 6 month framework.
Gotcha. So just in conclusion, it sounds like 2014 was a great year for you to get some important brands and merchant relationships under your belt. What does 2015 look like?
2015 looks like drive home and collect the data to present the thesis that we see to the world. We believe focusing on a human-centric relationship drives higher brand affinity, which leads to higher customer spend.
Well, Amit, it was really great to get acquainted with you and the vision for Rukova and the opportunity for brands to participate in what you're doing. Thanks very much for joining me today.
All right. Thank you very much, Carrie.